Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, yeah, 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 the Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by North Fork Farm. North Fork Farm, located in rural Oswego, Illinois, is family-owned and operated since 1961. It was originally owned by former U.S. President Polk. North Fork Farm, offering services for weddings, parties, and corporate events. Contact North Fork Farm at 815-768-5400. Tours are available by appointment. Check them out on the web at nforkfarm.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Bercone's. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that's family-owned and operated. Check out Bercone's online at www.bercone's.com. And if you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show when you're ordering your favorite pizza, your lunch or dessert, I should say, dessert or beverage of your choice, if you're a veteran, is absolutely free. You got to mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, though. That number is 630-717-9530, Bercone's. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Check them out on the web at napersettlement.org. Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out sullivansteak.com. And you want to keep your home or business safe, go to naperalarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation for your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contract. Check out naperalarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Arthur Murray Dance. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out ArthurMurrayNaperville.com. And the Naperville Trolley and Tours has been sponsoring the Dolly McCarthy Show now for, oh my goodness, almost 7 years. Thanks, guys. Naperville Trolley and Tours has beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and so much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. Don't forget those holiday light tours. And finally, the Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Midwest Coach Limousine. It's a family-run company led by an experienced and knowledgeable staff. They take great pride in providing you and your guests safe, fun, and affordable transportation. Visit them online at mwc.limo, or you can call them at 331-903-0088 and book a vehicle from their luxury fleet of sedans, SUVs, limousines, and party and coach buses. Their staff is ready to make your special event memorable. Thanks, everybody.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, guys. Thank you for tuning in to The Good Show. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Every week, I bring you good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. And I welcome your calls. We've got a tight show today, so I'm not sure I'm going to get to any calls. But if you want to call in or drop me a text message that we can read on the air, that number is 347-945-7215. Some good guests today on the show. But first, this is The Good Show on Blog Talk Radio. Been on that network now for almost 7 years. Rivet Radio News Network in Chicago. Hey guys, how you doing? 1010 News Talk. And thanks for everybody listening on Tuiville Internet Radio and WCKG 1530 AM. I am your host, Dolly. Dolly's in the house. I want to do a shout out to my friends at the Brightside Theater, Naperville's only professional, They're Naperville's only professional theater performing in historic downtown Naperville. They just launched, or what do they say? Launch? Is that the word? Opening night for A Christmas Carol, the musical, happened last Friday, and I was one of the lucky ones. I got invited to opening night, and I can't tell you, this group just never disappoints. It is just mind-boggling. The tickets, first of all, you know, it's that time of year when, you know, you got, I don't know if you're like me, but, you know, we got a hole in our pockets. So looking for something affordable, entertaining, and memorable for you and your family to do together, it gets really expensive. And this is one theater group. The tickets are under $25 per person. I think it's even less for kids, actually. Shouldn't even say 25 because that might even be way more. But regardless, even if it is 25, that's a bargain to the 100 some odd tickets you pay in downtown Chicago. Now, don't get me wrong, it's fun going downtown to Chicago, but why not go to a place where easy parking, free parking, and a fantastic show by a professional theater group, the Brightside Theater. It's a non-for-profit group, but they are just amazing with their performances, and they knocked it out of the ballpark with A Christmas Carol, the musical. It's playing now through December 15th at Miley Swallow Hall in North Central College in Naperville. Check out brightsidetheater.com for details and more about tickets to this wonderful production. And you guys did a great job. I just had a great time. And my kids, ages 15 through 23, really enjoyed it, very much enjoyed it. And that says a lot. And you got five teenagers, practically. Well, some in their 20s, two in their 20s. Three teenagers, two in their early 20s, turning to you and saying, "Mom, that was really fun. Thanks for taking us." Hey, what can you say? You're doing something right, you know? All right. I also want to remind you all that it's time, if you've got toys, bring your unwrapped toys to all those Toys for Tots drop-off places. Go online and find spots. There's plenty, even in the area that I'm in, which is in Park Ridge, Illinois, plenty of drop-offs for Toys for Tots. Don't forget to do that when you're shopping for your kids, your nieces and nephews. Don't forget Toys for Tots. It's a great group. Thanks to the Marines that organize that every year. Okay, one more announcement. This is way, way in advance. I'm just going to put this out there because we had such an amazing time at our trip to Ireland. We're doing it again next November, November 1st through the 8th, the Dolly McCarthy Show, Park Ridge Living, and the Harp and Fiddle Irish Pub in Park Ridge. We're all partnering together and bringing out a great tour of Ireland. You're not going to want to miss this good crack, let me tell you. More details to come, but it's November 1st through the 8th. I'm throwing this out there because this would make a great Christmas gift, right? You know, the gift of a trip, the gift of time. So, and it's really affordable. Right, Dolly is so relative, right? But seriously, I have not found a trip to Ireland for a week for less than $3,000. And this trip, now mind you, it doesn't include the airfare, but it doesn't matter. $1,400 for this trip. It includes the entire week, three dinners, breakfast every morning, a good Irish breakfast, and my brogue, I'm trying. And it includes tours. We're going to stop back at the Guinness Storehouse, one of my favorite spots on the trip, Jameson Distillery, and Cliffs of Moher, the Blarney Castle. I don't know if I've told you guys my story about the Blarney Castle. Well, do I have time here? Maybe a minute. Yeah, we'll wait till next week. Tune in for that one. Great story on that one. But we're going to go back to the Blarney Castle. It's a must because I didn't get to do something there. You're shocked, right? No, don't be shocked. It would have happened, but it couldn't happen for a reason. And I will tell you guys next week when we have more time on the show. But put down on your calendars November 1st through the 8th next year. And I'd love to have you join me. And your family, it's a really affordable trip. I'm bringing my girls too. All right, we have to move on. We have some great guests on the show. I'm really excited to have this guest on the show. It was supposed to be her husband that was supposed to be on the show, but I'm kind of secretly glad that Joe Orlandino couldn't make it because I get to talk to his wife. She is the co-founder of In My Brother's Shoes and the writer-director of this film. Really glad to have her on the show today. Information about this non-for-profit film. It's called In My Brother's Shoes. It's an inspiring film. It centers on healing, resilience, and the human connection. There's been live screenings all over the country and in this community. In Illinois, Lucia Morrow and her husband, Joe Orlandino, created this dialogue and a sense of community around their body of films that addresses PTSD, the emotional side of cancer survivorship and humanitarian stories. But we're going to talk to Lucia now, and I want to welcome her on the show. Lucia, are you there?
I'm here, Dolly.
Hey, welcome to the show. You know,
yeah, thank you.
I mentioned that I was secretly glad that it was you. And you know why? You know why, but I'm going to share with my audience here, my listeners, is Lucia went to the same high school as me. And she knows my sister.
Yes, yes. So
we
grew up on the northwest side of Chicago, but I will say that it's because of Joe Orlandino that we started the organization. So I really it's been that he encouraged me to go into film. But yes, we both grew up on the northwest side. So, and we were neighbors too. I mean, we lived pretty close to each other as well.
Did you know each other then?
No, I'm saying I'm preface you and
I.
Yes, so but I understand, because we have the, you and I have the connection of the northwest side and in St. Ferdinand Grammar School.
Yes, that's so cool. You and I met. A lot of my listeners know that we were sponsors of the Pink Run in October for breast cancer awareness and raise funds for that. And we met at the launch, I think it was the launch party for that back over the summer.
Right.
We got to talking and I don't know, what was it? My mannerisms that reminded you of my sister or something. I don't remember how we made the connection.
Oh, because, you know, I went to school with Rita, so your sister. So, yeah, I mean, I could tell that you're related.
That's too funny.
Yeah,
so
your mannerism, your resemblance.
I'm really sorry that Joe can't be here. No, I'm kidding. Joe, we would love to have you back on the show yourself, but we'll take your wife anytime. Lucia, it's really great to have you on. Tell us about how this all got started. Joe started the non-for-profit.
Yes, well, okay, right. So Joe Orlandino, who's my husband and film producer, you know, certainly encouraged me years ago because, as you know, I was an arts critic and a journalist and educator, author, all those things. And he felt that, yes, in film. But it was Joe who said, you know, you're always talking about other people's work and you have so many stories inside you that you really should think about combining all those loves and in going into film, because film utilizes all those skills from directing to writing and design and photography and all those things. And I thought about it, and many years ago I'd written a screenplay. And I'll jump ahead to In My Brother's Shoes, because In My Brother's Shoes, Inc., Dolly is the name of our, as you know, not-for-profit organization, which Joe and I founded in 2014. But it's inspired by the name of our first film, which is a short film, which is called In My Brother's Shoes. And that film tells the story of the brother of a fallen U.S. Marine who takes a healing pilgrimage to Rome in his sibling's combat boots. And he does this to honor his brother's memory and sacrifice. And I think the beauty of all this is, you know, In My Brother's Shoes has evolved organically over time. So we didn't necessarily set out to found a not-for-profit, but In My Brother's Shoes, the film, inspired it, because when we opened the film in 2014, right here in Chicago, at the Auditorium Theater's Gans Hall, we made it a special tribute to the military. So it opened with the U.S. Marine Corps Color Guard. We were able to donate funds raised from that event to the Pritzker Military Museum's PTSD resources. And the screenings that we do, you know, we still are raising funds for veterans with a special emphasis on PTSD. So In My Brother's Shoes kicked it all off. And then, as you know, life happens. So my second film, which is called 1 Year Later, then follows that. But I'll tell you more about that later.
Mm-hmm. And you, this also, along the way, like you said, things go on and years go by. And you are also, this not-for-profit is also tending to cancer survivorship. You're a 3-time ovarian cancer survivor.
Yes.
And tell us how this not-for-profit is working with that cancer survivorship.
Yes, because the wonderful part of In My Brother's Shoes, Inc. is that essentially our goal is telling empowering stories about healing, resilience, human connection, and through live screenings of our films, we're able to bring communities together for a discussion, whether it's emotional support, raising funds for great causes, or you know, gathering people together in, at a time when so many individuals are fixated on their phones or their gadgets, you know, their devices. So, you know, we want to bring people together. So yes, in 2012, in the midst of all my various work, I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and I am a 3-time survivor, as I had 2 recurrences. My most recent one was in 2016, and over time, I felt, you know, there aren't a lot of films about the emotional side of cancer survivorship. You know, a lot of them are set in the hospital, and I thought, well, you know, we as anyone who's been affected by cancer probably doesn't want to see a film that's in a hospital or a film about scientific research. So this is a film. It's called 1 Year Later. I take it to medical facilities, to cancer support groups across the country, and we have these just extraordinary discussions that really opens up. We've often had panels after the show, like of oncologists and psychologists, and you know, we could speak to so many dimensions, like the fear of a recurrence, the anxiety attacks. There's so many aspects of cancer survivorship that aren't discussed with our medical doctors. So essentially, this film, which is based on personal experiences about a woman who takes a cathartic trip to the Italian Alps 1 year after completing cancer treatment. So essentially, she's out of the environment of the hospital. She's out in nature, in fresh air, trying to find out the new person she's become. It's really about not being identified through the illness, acknowledging that it changed us, it didn't define us. Mm-hmm. But you know, she's able to move forward as a new person. And we also discuss, you know, the caregiver side, because often the caregiver is forgotten in all of this. And what does a caregiver go through, you know, in terms of wanting to be helpful and protective, but maybe not being too protective, being well-meaning. So all of that comes through in the film, and it has spurred just incredible discussions. And I'm also partnered with the National Ovarian Cancer Coalition of Illinois. So we've raised funds for their Stand Up to Cancer campaign and for ovarian cancer research, also at Loyola University Chicago.
Oh, wow. Have you done this through the film, the raising of the funds, or do you?
We have yes. We mm-hmm. have, so we've shown the film. I mean, we opened the film at Loyola University Medical Center in 2016 at their new research center.
Okay, we talked about a few films. Okay, this is the In My Brother's Shoes film, right?
This is 1 year later.
Oh, 1 year later.
In My Brother's Shoes.
Because you have another
military
film. You don't stop.
Yes.
You are definitely a Northwest Sider. You don't stop. You also have another film, a documentary that you did. It's called I Have a Name, and that's about homelessness in Chicago.
Yes, I just wrapped shooting on that. That's a collaboration with the Chicago Help Initiative, and the founder of the Chicago Help Initiative is Jacqueline C. Hayes, and she started this organization 20 years ago, and they provide, through Catholic Charities, meals every Wednesday, and as well as job training, education, arts classes. They aim to nourish the whole person. And that film actually came about because my third film, which is Francis Xavier Cabrini, The People Saint, which is about Mother Cabrini, who, you know, had a great history here in Chicago and founded hospitals, schools, orphanages at the turn of the 20th century. Well, we were showing, Joe and I were showing that film at Assumption Church here in Chicago, and Jacqueline Hayes was in the audience. And with the film being about humanitarian efforts and helping those in need, she approached us and said, would you like to write and direct a film about giving dignity and respect to the homeless? And that tied right in with what our mission is and our goals. And this is another film that we'll be taking around. It can be shown at universities for social justice conferences and policy-type conferences in terms of housing available for the homeless, mm-hmm. meal programs. You know, so they all the films tie into that idea of being uplifting and being empowering and bringing people together.
Yes, and empathy, that's something that, and yes. compassion, you know, that's something that I don't know if you've been hearing this lately, that's something that people are saying, we probably need to teach our young children this, and it's like, wait a minute, this is something that we just assume is going on, but
right.
now they're saying that we need to be teaching this. It's something that should be already part of your life and your family and your schools and that. But we're missing something along the way here. Something has fallen off where we have to now teach compassion and empathy. And you're doing that with these films. So hats off to you for that. I know you
Thank
said
you.
That. Thank you. So I have a name in my brother's shoes. And your other film about cancer, I'm sorry, the name just slipped my mind.
It's well, one year later. And then Francis Xavier okay. Cabrini, The People Say. And I even have another one, but I don't know if we have time to talk about it on the air.
Actually, we do. I was waiting for my next guest to call in, but it doesn't look like that it's coming through yet. So we have still some time to talk, Lucia. You're just joining us now, Lucia Moro. Amaro, I'm sorry. Am I saying it right? Amaro, yeah.
Lucia Amaro, yes.
Amaro, yes. She is... the co-founder of In My Brother's Shoes, a not-for-profit. She's also a writer, director, and accomplished filmmaker, and we're really proud to have her on the show. She's also a Northwest Sider, went to the grammar school as me. I take a lot of pride in that. So it's really great to have you on, Lucia. And I love your name, Lucia. My mom's name is Lucille, and my niece, Ava Lucia. So that's a great name. Nice to hear it.
Yes.
Very rare to hear. But
yes,
just
that's true.
Now, we're on the line with Lucia Moro, and we're still continuing the conversation and raising awareness that is what you're doing through your films. When did you get started in filmmaking? Did you go to school at Columbia College? What was your career path?
No, yeah, my career path was that, I have a very strong dance, ballet, theater background in the arts, but I graduated from Loyola University Chicago with a bachelor's in English and communication. So at the heart of it, I always wanted to be a writer, and I always wanted to be somehow involved in the arts. So the career path was essentially that I was a theater and dance critic for a number of publications, the Chicago Sun-Times, Tribune, Chicago Magazine, and others. I also was on the radio on Chicago Public Radio, WGN, talking about the art scene in Chicago. And I was a photographer. And, Joe and I both being of Italian background, we have family and friends and, in Italy, and we've had the opportunity to travel to Italy. So Italy is another source of inspiration. I was involved in writing a lot about Italy and the various regions and photographing Italy. So essentially, fast forward, it all made sense to then go into filmmaking. So no, I did not go to film school, but I have a photography writing background, and I interviewed so many directors, so many actors. I love film, that it was the natural next step, and film is a way for me to merge all the arts. And so it really makes sense for me to be in that field. And so I got into film really about 10 years ago when I started writing a screenplay. And then various things happened, and it led to In My Brother's Shoes.
Right. Oh, gosh. Now, the In My Brother's Shoes, is that still playing? Didn't it play at theaters at one time?
Well, In My Brother's Shoes is a film that we've taken, we've taken to organizations. We've shown it in film festivals. It won Best Short Film at the Vatican Film Festival in Rome in 2015, and it was featured at the Cannes Film Festival in 2015 in their short film corner. So, but it's available. Our films are available on Vimeo on demand. So if you go to the InMyBrothersShoes.org website, there's all information on how you can view those films in addition to our taking them to various organizations. Our Mother Cabrini film is MotherCabriniFilm.com, and that's available on DVD with a CD of our original soundtrack by my composer, Enzo DeRosa, who I always work with. So there are various ways to watch the films, live screenings, Vimeo on demand, and DVD.
Now, if you are part of a church, what if a church wanted to show these films? How would they do it? Just reach out to you through the website, or is that even a possibility to do?
Oh, yes, yes. We're extremely available. In fact, we work regularly. I just got back from Omaha, and we showed our Mother Cabrini film at St. Francis Cabrini Catholic Church there for Mother Cabrini's feast day on November 13th. So, yes, we're constantly showing. We have a brochure that's also on our website, and all the information's there. It's typically, you know, I'm there giving opening remarks. The film is just under an hour, so we screen the film, and then we have a Q&A afterwards, as well as a reception, usually a reception with light refreshments. But
could something like that be done at someone who's listening at their own church?
Well, the way it works is I present the film, because it's mm-hmm. lovely to be able to go out there and share the backstory of the film, and then lead the discussion, and we've shown the film at churches, at schools, even hospitals, because Mother Cabrini is the patron saint of both immigrants and hospital administrators. We've shown it at immigration and history museums, even the museum, the Canadian Museum of Immigration, Halifax, Nova Scotia. I mean, Mother Cabrini had a global reach, and that film is very much in demand, for a lot of different, faith communities, and especially with immigration, because the film explores who are the new immigrants and mm-hmm. what are their needs.
I've got to. This is the thing I'm going to be doing. This is on my list of things I've got to see. These films that are put out by you, Lucia, Mauro, and your husband, Joe, working on these films. What's next for you guys?
Right now, for our not-for-profit, I mean, we are in post-production. So in May of this year, I shot a short film called Entries, which is really addresses the healing power of journaling. So we follow one man and his journal entries through four phases of his life: childhood, youth, middle age, old age. It's shot in Italy.
It's a true story too.
This is actually based, so my husband Joe Orlandino has been keeping journals since the 1970s, and we were discussing this, and he said, what would happen, I have all these journals, they were really for my own personal edification, I don't share these journals, but if I'm not here anymore, where do they go? They just kind of go out into the ether. So I took this idea of, what if there's a man at the center of the story who keeps a journal his entire life, but then who continues his legacy? And I structured the film where it starts out with he's a little boy, and his grandmother gives him a journal sketchbook as a gift. We go through his whole life. Then it ends with him as a senior citizen, bonding with his granddaughter, his little granddaughter, who then has this love for journaling. And, there's so much happening now, Dolly, in terms of, people writing things down and journaling and evaluating their lives, memoir writing. Because, again, here we are with all this technology that they're even going to stop teaching cursive writing. The goal of this film is to show, this is something tactile and solid. How mm-hmm. do we, mm-hmm. Go back to that idea of writing and healing through writing and journaling, and how do we pass that love on to the next generation? So So they had film and entries, and I have a name, the documentary about homelessness. Those are both currently in post-production, and those will both be ready in, you know, the first quarter of 2020. And I'll keep you updated on when we'll be showing them and premiering. And I'll keep you also updated on our future screenings of all our films in the Chicago area.
Yeah, please do. I would love to see this in one of the movie houses in Chicago. I live right by the Pickwick Theater. Maybe we could get it over there at the Pickwick.
or even St. Paul of the Cross. Like if we were like looking at Mother Cabrini, because you know St. Paul of the Cross in Park Ridge has a Mother Cabrini garden.
You know what? I was just going to say that when I am on my way to the Adoration Chapel, I always pass Mother Cabrini. And that garden is beautiful. And we need to talk. We need to definitely talk I just love what you're doing. I love your work. And I'm just dying to see your films. Just talking to you and getting to know your story even and your passion. I can only imagine how wonderful these films are. So I cannot wait to participate and see them and see the differences that you're making in our world through In My Brother's Shoes, the non-for-profit. If folks want to learn more, they could go, obviously there's a website, inmybrothersshoes.org, right? Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And once there, what would they find there? Is there a way to, you know,
Absolutely. And there's all our contact information is there. It's very easy to get a hold of us through our website. And, they'll learn about all our films. So all the film trailers are up there. Our backstory, the Joe's bio, my bio, how we work as a team, really what inspired us. And then you'll get to also see photographs, videos of our screenings, you know, what they look like. We have a photo gallery. We have a media and events page. So it's a pretty interactive website, as our MotherCabriniFilm.com is. So you'll have whatever information you need is up there on the InMyBrothersShoes.org website.
Okay. Well, I want to talk to you. I want to stay in touch because I would love to talk to Father Brito over at St. Paul of the Cross and have I Have a Name, the story about homelessness in Chicago over there, or even at the Pickwick.
Or in Mother Cabrini, Francis Xavier Cabrini, the people's saint. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's it. And please stay in touch. Lucia Morrow and her husband, Joe Orlandino, are the founders of InMyBrothersShoes.org. It's a not-for-profit that was inspired by their film, In My Brother's Shoes. They're writers and directors and filmmakers, and they're local. Lucia's from the Northwest Side. So it's really great to have you on, and I'm looking forward to your upcoming films and seeing your existing ones out there. I'm sad to say I haven't seen them yet, but we just connected a few months ago, and it's great to have you on the show for the first time. So Lucia, please stay in touch and happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, Dolly. It was really, I will. And it was such a pleasure meeting you at the Great Pink Run. And thanks for having me on your show, Dolly. Really, really great. And you have a beautiful Christmas.
Oh, you too. Likewise. And keep up the good work. Keep doing what you're doing. And I hope that it's fruitful. And in the coming year, more and more people can see these films because it's so important. There's a lot of really great messages about homelessness, about saints. Even if you're not Catholic, there's a great story about Mother Cabrini there and In My Brother's Shoes for our Marines, our U.S. Marines, which, by the way, I was just talking about Toys for Tots. We got to take care of each other.
Yes, I heard that.
We got to take care of each other, Lucia, right? As I say all the time on the show, be good to each other, take care of each other. And one way to do it is like the Dolly McCarthy Show, because every week I bring you stories and inspirational interviews about not-for-profits all around the Chicagoland area. And we've got people in China listening. I do a shout-out to them. And friends in Italy, speaking of our Italian roots, Lucia. Really,
wonderful.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you, Lucia. And we will talk
You're
to
welcome,
you
Dolly.
Very, very soon. So long now.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Wonderful talking to Lucia. Thanks, everybody, for tuning into The Good Show. I'll see you next week where I will share with you my story that I alluded to earlier about the Blarney Castle. This is Dolly McCarthy with the Dolly McCarthy Show. Signing off. So long, everybody. Happy holidays. See you next week.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The Dolly McCarthy Show. Good news, good guess, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.